As we continue to track Hurricane Dorian, we brought in the experts for our area, our listening area. We have Chuck Haynes. He's the director of the York County Emergency Management. And Chuck, I know this is a very busy time for you guys over there at the EOC, but we certainly appreciate the time to swing by Palmetto Mornings to kind of update us from your standpoint of what's being done right here at home.
Well, we always stay ready. And that's going to segue into some of the things we're going to talk about in a second. But from day to day, we're ready for no notice events. So when there's a hurricane a week out, it's almost easier for us. We can make plans, and we have a timeline to do things. Thankfully, Dorian has stayed on track, and the forecasts have been pretty accurate. So its move up the coast has been a good thing for York County, the fact that it's staying off the coast, the winds aren't that wide, and so even though we're going to have a very breezy day today, nothing significant from the storm.
I guess the only thing for us inland, we'll be taking in a lot of people from the coast if we haven't already, right? That's probably the biggest.
Our friends from the coast come to visit us almost almost yearly now, it seems like.
That's true.
And this year, we got some from Florida and Georgia also. So we welcome them. They come in and a little more traffic on the road and a little more people in the restaurants, but it's not a bad thing.
I can tell you, my daughter who works in retail is loving it. She's like, I met people from Georgia today. I met people from Charleston today. Yeah. And guess what? They're buying undies. So it's all good.
There you go.
Well, you need that as part of your wardrobe for sure. Well, as we know here in South Carolina, Hurricane Hugo taught us to always be prepared, right? That was one of the first storms that a lot of people did not anticipate the storm making such a huge impact as it did inland. Basically went up Interstate 26, took a right and went up 77 right up through Charlotte and continued on. So since then, now 30 years later, we are always prepared. And to your point, when we hear hurricane or tropical depression out in the Atlantic, everyone pays attention.
Yep.
And this month, rightfully so, is National Preparedness Month.
Right. So September, ironically, is always Preparedness Month, but it's not specific to hurricanes. It's all hazards. It's looking at everything that we deal with, from even ice storms. And I know talking about ice on a day like today is kind of ironic, but it won't be long, and it will be ice season. So we need to look at everything, saving money for unexpected cost, looking at our insurance policies, especially our renters that are out there. Unfortunately, there's statistically, people who rent do not have insurance coverage to cover their personal property. Now, obviously, the building is insured by the property owner, but that doesn't cover the contents for the person living there. So if there's a fire or a flood, a busted pipe or something like that, those people have to come out of pocket to recover from that, and that's very difficult for most of us that don't have huge savings accounts. And so putting back a little bit of money and in the form of cash, kept in a safe location that they can access it, not through an ATM, because if something happened, loss of power and that sort of thing, we wouldn't be able to access that. And we know cash is king. And when the computers aren't running, our debit card won't work.
No matter how many times we try to put it in and pull it out, right, and hit the buttons, it's not going to change.
Right.
But besides that, so have a paper trail or have your paper documents in a very digital age we live in. It's very foreign to a lot of people, frankly. You have that. You also have just your basic necessities, right? Bottled water, food, non-perishable food items. I've heard so many people say they just buy whenever Black Friday rolls around, those big tubs for organization.
That's right.
And they put one in their closet, coat closet, and they just check it every so many months to maybe update it or change out the food. And that way you at least have something. Is there a certain rule, 3 to 4 or 5 days worth of supplies? What's the best advice to tell people?
So 72 hours is the planning goal, I guess. But if you do the math, that's actually a lot of water for a lot of people, or a lot of water for people in your home. But you can it doesn't have to be in the bottle form. If if you can store as much water as you think you would need, and then there's the old school things like fill in the bathtub full of water.
Yeah.
You know, that sort
I
of thing.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can play the game and make it work. But the bathtub full of water would be used for like flushing toilets.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know, the drinking water would be for, you know, the bottled water. But there's ways that you don't have to be a prepper, so to speak, and sort of get to a whole different level. But normal things, you know, having those canned goods, having alternative ways to cook, like a grill or something like that, it's always handy. Or knowing where to go in order to get food. You know, maybe your apartment doesn't have that ability, but you have a friend who does have that ability. Mm-hmm. Making that connection is really where it counts.
Know the people in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was one thing about Hugo. You really reconnected with people that maybe you'd just gotten a little too busy and hadn't had time to talk to. And the church became a very central place for cooking and to get a hot meal of the day.
Yep.
One thing that I see a lot on the list of things you should do is prescription medication.
Yes.
But a lot of times doctors are very hesitant to give additional medication just because we've seen what happens with our drop boxes and things like that.
Right.
We don't want it getting in the wrong hands. Is there a way to phrase that or handle that with a doctor that they know it's legit? This is for prepping.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If obviously there's laws with controlled substances that wouldn't allow them to provide medication. But if you have your medication with you, either at home or when you evacuate, and even if you can't get back to your original doctor to get that prescription filled, if you have your medication bottles and you see another doctor, that is very, very helpful.
Gotcha. So make sure you take it in your,
because
people have organizers and they think, I've got my 7 days or whatever, but take that bottle with the prescription on it.
Absolutely.
Great advice. Again, September's National Preparedness Month has nothing to do with hurricanes, though, right now for us in the state of South Carolina. That's what we like to prepare for, but being prepared for any kind of natural disaster that can hit our state and really the country. And then you can reach out to the York County Emergency Management Division if you've got any kind of questions and maybe a list of things that you want to double check to make sure it's legit, give them a call. I know Chuck and the staff over there will be glad and happy to help, as always.
326-2300.
Awesome. Chuck Haynes, again, the director for the York County Emergency Management. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.